Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Breaking the Silence. My name is Greg Williams. Welcome to my home. We're kind of running late tonight. Apologize for that. Apparently, the radio station got hit with the storm or some kind of electrical storm or something, and their power went completely out. And here I was when the TJ called or texted and said, "Hey, wait, we're not going to be able to do it." And I said, "Well, I'll have faith until 8 o'clock. At 8:02, I take off all my clothes, put my PJs on. 2 minutes later, he comes back and says, "Hey, wait, we've got the power back on. Let's do it." So we're a little bit late, but we're going to run the show just like it's live right now around the world. There's several different ways to get involved tonight. I'll get my mental cap put on properly here just in a second. It's amazing that when you turn your mind off, you need to take a little bit of time to regain my composure and get my mind back. I don't have much of a mind anyway, but to get it back to normal, somewhat normalcy. If you want to get involved, you can get on the Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page. It is up and running right now. You can get on there and type in your comment or your question. But I think tonight's going to be one of those things. You may not have a question, but you're going to have thoughts that you want to write down, because that's what it's all about, is writing our thoughts down. If you want to get involved, you can do it that way. You can call the radio station at 888-627-6008. We would love to hear your comments. One of Kelly's friends or family that wants to give us a scoop on her, or just some thoughts about what the topic is tonight. We would love to hear that opinion. Or you can also, 832-396-6525. We'll jingle this phone right here. That's my private cell phone number. It's not private. I just gave it out to the world. But feel free to text a question or a thought, and we'll do that. And during our commercial break that we'll take in about, 20 minutes, I'll look those over, all the text. And then, because nothing's worse than while you have a guest, I'm doing this, because you don't want to do that. I want to pay attention to our guests, especially our guests tonight. Normally, I not only welcome you to the program, but I tell you what's going on in the week. Because of our time frame, and I don't know if the radio station is on their hour to hour because we're running a little bit late, we're going to honor right up to 9 o'clock being the show. So I'm not going to take our guest time. He says we can go over a little bit, no worries. So we may do that in a few minutes, but I won't waste time. We have such an awesome guest tonight that has all the knowledge. Why do you want to hear from me when you have somebody that's smarter, better looking, and an expert in this topic? There's no reason to share and take up her time. I want to let you know that our guest tonight is Kelly Davis. She is an author of several books, more than mine. I've only written two, well, really three, but the first one didn't count because that was in a whole different topic and a whole different life. But three books, I believe she has written four. Three or four, and it's all on one topic. And I wonder what that could be. It's journaling. And I want to let you know, I'll put them all over here. Hang on just a second. Go ahead and talk about yourself. This is what is on my coffee table right now. And these are journals that I have bought. Every time I go out, that I have never opened or used yet. This is how much I believe in journaling. And there's another stack right there. There's a whole sack full of them in the car. And I have a whole bookshelf that has journals that's not just filled, but still unfilled. And then the ones that's filled, I have in a box in my closet that I kind of keep away from anybody. Like if somebody wants to come into the house and inspect it or something, I don't want them to pick up one of my journals. But I believe in what we're going to be talking about tonight in a special, special way. And she has written some awesome books, and she's got a couple new ones that's out. And I think they're all available right now. But I just want to welcome to the program Kelly, a dear friend of mine. Kelly, come on in. How are you? Can you hear me tonight?
I can. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Your power's on. My power's on.
Yes.
Looks like TJ's radio station we're on. So
yes.
We're good to go. And I'm already starting to get text about you, Kelly. So something's going on.
Yay.
We must be out there live with the show. So welcome to the program. I think you've been on once or twice before, right?
Yes. We talked about the very first book I published in Turbulent Times Together.
Yeah. Did you change the cover of that or the cover that you sent me? It was a time sand.
Yes, yeah. It was a time sand. And then I've been doing, as I've been learning about self-publishing, some of the covers are more attractive when they're solid and more basic. And so this is the final place. And Turbulent Times is just basic with a border. And it's a very short but nice book to take for a weekend read if you're doing like some self-retreat. Just a really great tool. It's a 10-day guided journal, but you can definitely sit down over a couple of days and dive into each chapter.
If you got all the books there, go ahead and hold them all up so we can see the next one. That's the Turbulent. That was the first one that you wrote.
So, very first one. And then to go along with the journaling theme, I am having that guided. I'm a big fan of the guided element because like you, a lot of blank journals live. I have my little cute one and then I have a real big one and they live all over the house. And so, but they're blank. Right. So I'm always trying to think, how can I help somebody get their words to paper? So this is called the Gratitude Journal. And this is a 30-day guided journal that has places for you to fill in what you can track. And you can every day have a different goal of how you want to feel, how you plan to spread kindness, because it's to stay on that positivity level. And then three things you're grateful for, because that kind of grounds you in what chaos you may be surrounded by. You can always find those three things. It may just be the fact that I get to wake up today and I have another opportunity if you had a very bad day prior. So that starts off with the morning. Then I have a little planner, daily journal section, sorry, I'm visible, and then an evening and then some questions. And it repeats for 30 days. So very simple, very easy. Sit with your thoughts. You know, as big as you want to make it or as simple as you want to make it. But it's a great tool that I wanted to have available.
Okay. And the other one?
And this one is my stress and anxiety relief. It's an activity book. And it's really cool because it incorporates coloring. So the adult coloring books that are big. I also have, I built this because of the things I love. Sudoku's in here. So we have different Sudoku puzzles. There are answers in the back. So you won't be searching for the answers. They'll be available if you get stuck. And then this is a color page with affirmations, because I still think it's important to be reminded as you're doing any kind of activity with your hand, as you work through what you're processing, always know how strong you are as an individual. So this activity book is to remind that of a person. And then I have throughout the book, the theme. Then I have some yoga breaks. So some physical activity, some little characters here that show you some yoga poses that you can do to also kind of, you know, work whatever's going on. But it's another, not everybody's a writer, but somebody may enjoy coloring. Somebody may just like to decompress with a puzzle. It's to offer all the different ways for us to work through what we're going through or to just have, you know, that self-care time when you want to just take a break from whatever you're in. There's three fun books. One could be for reflection. One could be for just, you know, diving in about the gratitude, the good things in life. And then the activity book is fun. I just think it's just fun.
You know, tell me if I'm wrong, and most of the time I am, but wouldn't that anxiety workbook be awesome for a 12-year-old, a
Yes.
14-year-old, just as a
Yes.
gift, or say, hey, honey, if you ever stress out, open this book and just spend some
Yes.
time.
My daughter, so she,
How old is
I
your
did
daughter
a,
now?
she's 16,
16,
and
wow.
she likes, she's 16 in high school, but she loves the simple colors. And so I have a crossword in her too. I have like a simple pages to color. She loves, she's like, Mom, those patterns and all the details, that's too much. That's too much. You need to have some simple color pages. So it's, there's a lot of options in here, but I've incorporated some simple color pages. But she said those are just for her more fun. So I did take into account all the different things that are out there to accommodate whoever may want to use it as use the activity book.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay, Kayla, well, let's get real personal. Okay,
Okay.
this is just nobody else is listening right now. It's just me and you. Why is it that you needed or turned to or relied on or leaned into journaling? What was it that caused you to do that? And how did you discover that by doing that, you found some type of relief? Release,
Yes.
that it just was a calming type of music to you emotionally. Tell me how that all played out in your life.
So in my previous marriage, my ex-husband was an alcoholic, going through the motions of recovery. It's a very
Yeah.
tough journey. And as the spouse of an alcoholic, you do not walk in their shoes. You are actually walking in your own shoes. And you Some, for me, I was focusing too much on him and moved away from myself. And then I needed to have a platform that I could stay within myself, work through, even if it was about a situation with him, I needed to just find that outlet. And of course, therapy, I was going to therapy. And so journaling was recommended. And it was what in the world of being an alcoholic or living with an alcoholic, it's the skeleton in the closet. So only our closest friends knew. We had ways to go places or leave quickly or not go anywhere. But it's a skeleton. And so journaling allowed me to put everything down that I honestly couldn't share with some of my friends, or didn't want to constantly share with some of my friends because it wasn't always a fun story. And so it was a form for me to vent. I could get all my raw emotions out without worrying whose feelings I'm going to hurt. It's not going to come back to bite me, because that's something you can't do when you speak anything negative or speak words to somebody. And it just became a beautiful outlet for me. And then what was fun is as I started the journey, focusing on myself, I started to realize how cool things I'm uncovering. Going somewhere to eat by myself was actually a fear of mine, and so I challenged myself to do that. And I, in my guided journal, I actually have 10 personal journal entries that you read, and one of them is about what it was like going to eat on my own, what I felt, people staring at me, things that I created, and then the evolution of being there, and then how I realized this was freeing. And so a lot of self-discovery happened through the journaling.
And I hate eating alone too. That's probably one of the things that I enjoy the most in life. One of the things is to eat out. I love going to eat out at a restaurant. I just like that whole event of getting to torment the waiter or waitress and talk to people in the restaurant thing. And when you go by yourself, I feel so defeated. I understand what you mean by that. I don't like doing that by myself either.
Yeah. I
And you
think
put your thoughts on that down. And how did that help you overcome that?
it builds self-confidence, and that's probably where I was lacking. And I still struggle today. That's actually something that I'm always working on and may just be a journey of mine forever. Just different pieces it pops up in. So eating alone was definitely a confidence situation. And then I also had to learn not to worry about others. And I don't know if it's a part of growing up. So in your 20s, 30s, and now I'm in my 40s, there's a level of maturity that happens, and you kind of stop worrying about others the further along the process, is how I have felt. But I was in that time frame, my later half of my 30s, and I was in that end of not worrying about others, but still worried a lot about others. Now that feeling for me is not as strong. I don't know if it's just coming from the journaling or the acknowledgement of, it's not something fun, but I know I can do it. And then I found places that I loved how to do it. So for instance, I don't want to sit in a booth in an open area or a table in an open area, but you put me in an area like in the corner, I can request a corner, or I have a special location that I want to go, and I know this part is going to be more of the outside the crowd. And so I positioned myself where I was going to be comfortable. So you kind of learn what works, because there was a freeing experience to just enjoy a cup of coffee and quiche. And it was a very simple, like, out to go breakfast moment. It wasn't even a real restaurant, but it was the fact that I was eating by myself without somebody on the other side of me to have a conversation with. And at the end of the day, everybody else was just worried about themselves in the eating in the cafe. And it was all of a sudden I realized they're not staring at me. That was the moment for me that I realized they don't care what I'm doing.
Yeah. Back to all of these books. Did you start off? Most of them are blank pages
Yes.
in these books. Did you start off with the guided journaling, or did you start off with the books that I use now, which is just the blank books? But how did you first get into when you start sticking your toe in the water? And you started wading into this.
I was filling in my blank book, and that's how In Turbulent Times started. I was writing, and through that, I started to write about topics that were important to me, such as, well, it's what was great was I was able to identify I'm on an airplane, and this airplane represents some alignment to stress. So I have In Turbulent Times, my very first entry is talking about that. And I think it's so cool because when we're on an airplane, you feel the intensity of the takeoff, and it's almost like you feel the pressure of the stress of whatever you're going through. But then as you get to the place of the plane no longer in that liftoff mode and just kind of, in the air, it feels very freeing. Like you're just, there's no more pressure, your ears are no longer popping, and you're so far away from what's underneath us. So everything, even as we're climbing, the cars are getting smaller. Everything that's underneath us becomes so tiny, it's almost like the weight of the situation becomes much smaller. And so I was on this plane ride thinking, wow, this is a really great moment for me. So then I just started putting that together, and I thought, this is how I'm going to think about stress. This is how I'm going to, for myself, look at things, because it can feel paralyzing. That pressure holds you down. It can totally take control of you physically. But there is a moment where you're going to level out. And then there is a moment where you're going to look beneath you and you're going to realize it's not even as bad as I thought it was. It doesn't have the severity of this issue doesn't have the same severity anymore. And so I threw the process of exploring myself and journaling, I then became aware if I was in the coffee shop or anything that I was around, I thought, what does that trigger for me? What does that make me want to learn more about? And so I learned about accepting myself. I learned about, just challenging myself, because sometimes I think we do things out of comfort and we don't, and I don't want to say, challenge and stress is, for me, it's not fun. It's not my happy place. But I definitely want to know that I can try something and still have the ability to come back to what is safe. And so this journey took me down that way of, trying different things, exploring things that I created this great to-do list, musicals I wanted to see, places I wanted to go, things that when you're a mom and you're working, and unfortunately my life at the time was consumed with helping and trying to take care of my recovering alcoholic husband, it left nothing for me. And so this journey allowed all of that to kind of open up, pour in, and I could just go all in the best way, starting with a blank journal book.
That's great. Musicals you wanted to see. What musical? What's the top two musicals that you've always wanted to see and got to see them, or haven't got to see them yet?
I have
Talking about
not gone.
Broadway?
It would be Broadway. It would be The Lion King. That one,
Oh
when
yes.
when that one came out, that was like, oh my gosh, I have not, but I was that one I just thought would be an amazing one to see. And now that you can see all the fun ones they're remaking, they just all look fun. But my Lion King was the one on my list that I thought, oh gosh, that would be really cool. Now I have a lot on my list. I feel like there's a lot of great musicals out there.
I think Lion King's coming to the Hobby Center this summer, I believe, if I remember right. I may be wrong. I thought it was this season because I love Wicked and Phantom of the Opera. I'm more of the old time classic ones than the newer ones. But you know, I love just going and experiencing. And you know, I think, and it is interesting because it's you say, hey, Greg, you're chasing that squirrel way down the road. This has nothing to do with the topic, but it does. Because when you're sitting there and the people that have never been to a musical don't realize that these people are up there singing to their gut, their emotions, and they're literally singing, screaming, and that the emotion is through song. And when you sit there and listen and feel the emotion and cry or feel the pain, it's like, wow, that's what I think journaling does for me. I bleed on the page. It's not like, oh, I had a good day. Oh, this day stunk. So and so made me mad. No, it's like, this is what my heart was feeling like when this happened to me and I heard that news. Different ball game. There's music and then there's Broadway musicals. And they're not even in the same ballpark.
Exactly. That I'm excited to go at some point. I just have not made the, COVID hit and then we just haven't made the time to go, but it will be one day. I will be there and I'll be watching a show. I can't wait.
The journaling, do you incorporate while you're doing that? Do you, number one, do you have a certain place that you'd like to go when you journal? A certain pen that you use? And then, do you incorporate any of the other mindfulness techniques while you journal? Because I got a feeling you do with the exercise that we may be doing after the commercial break, and I hope we get a chance to do at least one of them. Do you incorporate some of the other techniques of mindfulness while you're journaling?
Yes. I don't necessarily have a special pen, but it does need to be a pen that allows for, your hands get tired. I'm so used to typing, writing is just not something we do every day anymore. So my hand's out of shape. But when I am doing my journal, but it's my favorite journal is this leather bound journal that my husband got me, and it just has this for me. I just feel like I'm going back in time when I'm writing on these tan pages that
Oh,
are not
yeah.
perfect, and then I have so I like to add sometimes photos. I have this little Polaroid camera thing that takes a picture, and then I'll write in, and I just so I like the freedom to sit wherever my cup of coffee can sit next to me. That's kind of like my two. I want coffee and journaling. That's what I want. And so that is whether it's sitting in my bed, sitting in the living room, sitting in my office, I can be anywhere, but the journal book is probably what I love.
You carry the journal with you all the time?
Yes, I have it in my
Or
nightstand.
a journal, right? It's maybe not that one.
Yes. So then this one is my pocket one, and this serves for multiple reasons. One, if there's something that's happening and I need to remember, it's going to go in here until I can put it on the calendar. But two, when a situation occurs, and for me, my journaling comes, there's a couple of ways I journal. I love to do the reflection and write about the just describe the day, and that's, I think, the writer in me. So I just want to be descriptive and highlight because I do want to go back and read this journal. I want to see the ups and downs and the things that have occurred. So I'm excited about this journal. But then there are times that you're not going to want to go back and read something. So you'll see this has torn pages. And that means I've written and torn out because I don't need to reread it. I don't want to reread it, but I needed to get it out. And so this is where I'm frustrated and I'll go in and say, meeting did not go well, and I don't need to do any of anything else. I can just release it in the quickest form. That is how I go in, and at the end of the day, tear that page out, crumple it, whatever I need to do, and then It's part of my process of working through it. If I haven't fully worked through it, then it's going to go down in my daily, my how today went, because I do like to do a full reflection, but I love the short and quick opportunities because it lets me let go of what's in my mind.
Yeah. If you don't let go of it, what ends up happening to you?
So that is a very good question. So me personally, I stress builds, 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 and that turns into health events for me. And I don't know if anybody else has experienced that, but I thought I had a heart attack one day. So I was in the ER. And so mental health to me aligns with journaling because when we are holding in a thought or a situation and it is not a one that we're really proud of or excited about, then we tend to bottle it up, and then all of a sudden, the smallest thing is going to be what breaks you. And that small thing can take you down. For me, I thought I was having a heart attack. Very, very scary moment. And that made me realize I cannot think it's okay. I have got to
Yeah.
do a better job letting it go. And I had to find, additional ways. I still, being an avid journaler, I still didn't practice it the best way. And then some of the mindfulness techniques that you were talking about, I learned. So the breathing, I've learned about physical activity, and I'm not talking about exercise because I don't want somebody to be like, oh, exercise. Everybody talks about being so good. While yes, it is, I don't want that to be a thought of thread. So some small things that disconnect your brain from whatever you're focusing on, playing with Play-Doh, smelling something. Mine's coffee. It's my absolute happy place. So I have my coffee cup and I love the smell of it and it's warm. Breathing, you can do simple 4 seconds in, 4 seconds hold, 4 seconds release. You can just do three simple breaths. But that is the physical activity that you have to apply when you're going through a stressful moment, from my experience.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. And a lot of people will throw out exercise as number one. Well, you tell this old man to exercise. The only exercise I get is from my recliner to the refrigerator during a commercial break on TV. That's about my exercise. You say exercise to me, and my gut goes, oh no. But the other things that you could do, because exercise is not the only one, releasing and tension and tightening and then releasing that. And I do believe that journaling can release so much anxiety, because if you don't release it, it's going to come out in you physically. And every time I speak, I'm going to Tulsa this week and speaking. But every time I speak, I always talk about the song Sound of Silence. That one line, silence like a cancer grows. If you don't deal and just keep that everything silent inside of you, it will turn into something that will devastate your health, and it'll give you a heart attack. I really believe that.
It is a so what runs in my family, but autoimmune runs in my family, and stress will also impact autoimmune. So I have rheumatoid arthritis, and that is a flare up that can equate to, discomfort in the joints, not being
Yeah.
able to move. And it did. When I thought I had a heart attack, all of that woke up, and I was for a year, I could not sit down correctly. I just like my joints, standing was a pain. And my whole body was shutting down. It was awful. And I had to find a change. So I started to create more books, and that's where some of this blossomed from.
And I personally believe, I don't want to turn this into a church show, but I personally believe that God allows us to experience something. And we were never meant to keep it to ourselves. And Kelly, if you releasing some of that wisdom that you have through your experiences to other people through a book, what a better way to be that vessel and that vehicle of showing people, hey, try this. Because a lot of people think, oh, I don't like to write. A lot of people don't like to write, but they love to journal. Two different things.
So there are so many different ways to journal.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to share some really cool ideas because I don't think everybody just thinks they think of the and what my style is. I've got to process something, so I'm going to go to my journaling and write that out. But we can have goals. We can journal our goals. We could come home and say, you know what, this made me want to become this type, you know, go for this at this job or be this kind of mother. I'm gonna pick activities. So writing out goals is also a really fun journaling activity. You don't even have to go deep, but you're just exploring, kind of like my happy to-do list of all the things I would want to go and do. Someone is who's driven, getting that down on paper is also an awesome opportunity. Dream journaling. Just have anybody has crazy dreams, just write, waking up and writing down what you
Oh,
dreamt. That's fun.
do you have a journal next to your bed?
I do. I don't do dream journaling for me because I do so much other journaling, but I think it's fun. I think it's so cool to just, because you kind of lose it after you're awake for so long, but to write down your dreams and then reread it, it's kind of an exploration of your brain, I think. So that's fun. Tracking. Anything you want to track. Tracking your feelings. I'm in the new world of autoimmune, so I'm tracking my pain. I'm tracking the joint. I'm tracking what days I flare. So, you know, health
So like a
tracking.
self-audit type thing?
Yes, tracking
Yeah.
is a great tool. And then activity. You got a planner that has your calendar in it, and so you can kind of have a sense of where you're going here. You know, as a mom, as an employee, as a wife, everybody's pulled several directions. So for me, I had to create. I have another journal. It's in my purse, but it's my activity journal, and it keeps me on track. What's going on? Where I need to be. And so those are the things that those all the different kinds of things that are out, you know, that you could apply to the journal books that you have at home.
Now, in all those, and I know the list is twice as long with the different types, like gratitude journals and all those things too. Prayer journals,
Yes,
things like
yes.
that are awesome because you
Yes.
go back and go, wow, God did answer that one. That one's answered. That one's answered. It amazes you
Yes.
when you, if you don't write it down. Do you have them all in one, or do you, from your experience, you like to have one for each type? Here's my gratitude journal. Here's my activity journal. Here's my goal journal. How do you do that?
All different journals. I have
I love it.
so all over the house. So the one in my office is going to be, I have my calendar, so the activity journal, and then that one is smaller, so it goes with me. I also have my with near my Bible, my devotion in the morning when I do my devotion time. Instead of journaling, I journal more at night, and my self-reflection journal I do at night, but my morning is the prayer journal. And so I have my devotionals, my Bible, and then I write separately for that one. And I actually have a journal where if I, and this actually was used more in my marriage with my husband, who was an alcoholic, I would write all the ugly things down, all the skeletons. I had to, that was when I really realized holding it in. And so that one, it's again like yours are put away. That one is put away, but it had a different cover. It lived for the purpose of just holding my frustrations. And then I have my little short one that stays close by because I need the ability to release anything that's happening because I don't want it to carry on. I'm like, oh,
Sure.
this did not go well. And for me, it's always a frustration. I tend to journal the frustrations in that one. But
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
all
going to
over.
go ahead and let the radio station know. Let's not take a commercial break. We're going to keep on going. We don't have time to take that commercial, so we're going to plow right on through, Thomas, if that's all right at the radio station. So, as you journal, you mentioned a couple things there just in that last statement. One, that you have the prayer journal that you have, there. Do you do that during your time in the mornings? And then do you do your reflective journal in the evenings? Or I know you probably journal all throughout the day. When do you really put the meat to the page? Is it
Night,
at night, right
nighttime.
before you go to bed?
Yeah, it helps. It's nice. It's an exercise that I can just let go of anything that day, and then self-reflect of all the things too. So it for me, it's my favorite time, and it's quieter in my home at night. Everybody's doing their thing. The morning's a lot of, you know, hustle and bustle. The kids are going to school. We've got things, you know, the dogs need to be fed. It's just a lot of movement, and there's no time to just sit and be quiet with myself.
I understand that. Now, this Apple phone has done something unique with one of these last one or two updates. One is a journaling app that they automatically put on the phone. Do you ever have you ventured off into using your phone to help you journal? Have you done that yet?
I saw that in the journal prompts. So what I tend to do, no, I have not. I write, and then what I do is use my, I've just been old school using my notes in my phone. And so my goals are actually in my notes because I want to reread my goals, and I write them in present tense, but they're for the future. So and it's, thank you God for this writing opportunity. A lot of it is around my passion. And so I do in my notes, but I haven't done the journal prompts electronically. I
I
do think
haven't.
it's a great tool, though. I love that it gives somebody a chance to think about something and come back to whether they write about it in their phone, on their notes, or write about it in their journal. It's such an, I'm so excited that they made that available to us.
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
it's pretty popular too, from what I understand. But I do the same thing in a car. I will say, "Hey Siri, put this in my notes," and I'll just speak out loud and let her type it in there for me, and then go back. As I'm thinking, oh, I want to make sure, especially like if you're doing a trip and you want to, oh, that's a thought. If I don't write that down at my age, good night. I can't even remember where I parked my car half the time. So I got to write it down or get it in my notes in my phone or it's gone. Once you
Yes.
have those thoughts, I may never get them back.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Let's do one of these activities
Okay.
that can the people at home that's listening right now jump in on this too?
Absolutely. So it's
Okay,
something
show
for
us how
all
to
of
do
us
this.
to do. And so you just want, whether you're using a piece of paper or your small book, it's just going to be a very simple, but it will. You want to spend time as I introduce everything. So I am going to share with you about problem solving and venting as this is the journal exercise. It's for
Okay.
problem solving and venting.
So we're having a problem.
So we're having a problem or
Okay.
we're venting about a situation. And
Okay.
so you're going to write down one problem or one something that you want to vent about. So that's something you want to think about.
Okay. Wow. I don't think I'm gonna do the venting, because that may be a real long list.
But it's a great tool, and we'll learn why.
I work in the medical field. Are you kidding? I got a lot to fit.
Yeah,
And you
absolutely.
do
We're
too.
together.
Okay. All right. I got that one, and I got two things that I would like to deal with in my life.
Okay, so I'm going to share what mine is. So mine is, I never end my workday feeling like I did enough. And
Oh.
that is, it just, it's one of those, it's a very heavy feeling because the day is so busy. And
Yeah.
to be able to come home and be a part of the family, I'm carrying essentially my workday into my family life. So that feeling that I didn't do enough, I didn't, there's, that it's just, it turns into being overwhelmed. So then you start the next day. And so you're, again, that bottle up feeling, the stacking on begins. So when you identify your problem or what you're venting about, the next step is to identify what feelings are triggered from that problem or what you're venting about.
So yours is that you take some of your work home because you just don't think you put in the hard enough day, which I know better than that, Kelly, with your work ethic. I know better than that. That's a self-defeating thought because you're one of the hardest workers I know. Mine is sometimes I'm not attentive enough, and when people talk to me, I end up talking over them and not listening enough. That's huge for me. I need to learn to listen more.
That's good insight.
Okay, so
Well,
how do we take those two problems? And now we're talking about triggering what emotions those trigger.
yes. So you
Okay,
hit
you
the nail on
start.
the head. Mine is self-defeating. It's low self-confidence. I'm always feeling exhausted, and it adds to my stress. For so that's exactly what my end of the day thought leads to for feelings. Do you have any particular feelings that are triggered by the thought of not being a good listener?
Yeah, I think there's a control issue. It also reminds me that I'm just like my mom. And my mom would do that. I would call her, just wanted to tell her my problems when I was young married kid in my 30s. And I would say, "Hey, mom, I'm having this issue." And before I'd ever get it out, she said, "Well, this is what you need to do. Tell you what, I'm going to send it to you the money to get taken care of." And she had it all worked out. And I would say, "Oh, okay, thanks, mom," and hang up. I do the same thing, and I don't want to be that way. So it triggers that, "Oh no, you're just like her." And that's not a bad thing always, but yeah, that triggers that. And I don't like that feeling.
So that's really good because both of us are able to kind of self explore what is why we don't like that, whether we're venting and or whether we're dealing with that particular problem. We are now exploring, what we don't like about it, because you don't want to say the self-destructive talk with it as the final result, but you do want to identify, how do I feel and what is it that I don't like about this problem? So, like you said, it's not bad when you talk about your how you are with maybe representing your looking at it as if you're your mom, but it's something that you would want to be different and you would want to do differently. So you definitely acknowledge that. So the next thing is the emotions is pretty intense. If somebody's working through this right now, they are potentially hyper focusing on this chaos or this frustration or this problem. So you're going through the naming the problem, you're naming the emotions, everything's bubbling up. And now this is where you engage in the physical activity that we talked about earlier. So some
Okay.
ideas is somebody could play with Play-Doh. You can do that for a couple minutes. You can do the deep breathing for 30 seconds or just three simple deep breaths, smelling your favorite scent. You can go for a short walk, even just physically walking away from the situation before you come back to it, because you will be coming back to it. But that break, you want to now release the hyper focus. And so what we're going to do is we have our coffee. And so you and I are going to take our sip of our coffee and a few deep breaths.
Okay.
Now, what we're able to do is we're going to come back to the journal entry, but I'm hoping you feel a little bit of the weight coming off. I'm hoping you feel like you've recognized it, but you don't have the level of, for me, with not feeling like I didn't do enough, my self-confidence is kind of coming back a little bit because I feel myself again. I feel more relaxed. That's
Is
what
it
the feeling
because
is.
you're in more control of yourself?
I think so. I think it's definitely taking away that hyper focus on the problem. And
Yeah.
almost like in the plane, you're on that plane, you're going up and you're looking down, and the cars are getting smaller and smaller, the homes are getting smaller and smaller, and then before you know it, you're in the clouds. And the ears are no longer popping, the pressure is no longer there, and that you just feel at ease. And that is the goal of that small physical activity. You just want to be at ease, still aware. We have now become self-aware of a situation, but it does not have the power.
Good.
So we're going to come back to our journal entry. Okay. And so now we want to say thank you. Because you talked about it, God, and I'm in full belief, things happen in our life. And with that, with knowing that it's there, there is an opportunity from what's happening in our life. There's an opportunity to say, thank you. Thank you, God, for showing me something that I need to grow on. Thank you, God, for revealing something that I would like to do differently. And thank you, God, for helping me identify that I should continue working on my self-confidence, because that's a big part of it. So when you're coming back after the physical activity, you may have to force this, because your thank you may not be a good thank you, but you do need to just practice it. You just need to say, thank you that I've identified this. Thank you for the feedback. It's my way of, talking to God as well, but it can be any self-talk. You're just saying to yourself, thank you. Thank you for this awareness. So I physically write that. I write down in my journal, thank you for this feedback.
Fantastic. Now, anything else that you write about this, like what you learned from that,
Yes.
or
And
okay,
now
so
the journaling
I'm rushing
starts.
it now. Okay, sorry.
Now you start journaling. That's exactly right. So depending on your circumstance, you're going to say, so for me, what I wrote is, I did my best today, and I'm very thankful for my supportive leadership team.
Yeah.
And I also love affirmations. So I have identified it's my self-confidence, and I need to work on that self-talk. So I wrote down, I am enough, just like you said, like the
Ooh.
self-defeat. So I'm going to say, I am enough. That's my first affirmation that I wrote. And then I'm proud of my efforts. So even if there's still more left over at the end of the day, I'm very proud of where I ended today. And then I have the ability to prioritize my tasks and responsibilities so that I'm addressing the most important thing tomorrow. So I know that tomorrow's coming and I'm going to reprioritize, and I don't have to carry this through this evening with my family. And it's a full release for me.
Yeah, that's great. I wrote down that I need to recognize that they are important people and are worth listening to. And when people come to me with issues, sometimes I'm not, here I am a counselor, I'm not to solve all the problems.
Right.
I'm just to listen to them,
Yes.
and let them work through some of that themselves sometimes. Yeah, that's good.
And
That's
I
good.
think journaling takes off at this moment because you have now started a self-discovery process that could lead all the way through all, keep going down. You talked about control. Keep working that way down and say, is there an area I feel not controlled? So this is where I'm applying it. You could just keep diving and diving and going deeper. But that's what's fun. To me, that's what's fun about the
So
journey,
you
guys.
start peeling back layers then of that very same issue. So why do you
Yes.
feel defeated after, is it because of this? What days do I feel that way? I can see that being and in your guided journals, do you practice some of these activities in
No,
there?
I do not. Other than the, I'm trying to think. I do not think I have one. I've just talked about self-discovery through, I have self the acceptance. So how I've accepted myself, how I have a chapter called Touch the Gucci Purse about the story when my best friend and I went to the Gucci store at the Galleria. And her daughter, they touch the purse, and I'm like, you're not allowed to touch these purses. This is so big. And it's another self-confidence moment. These little moments always reappear for me. And it was that moment where it's like, touch the purse. I can touch the purse. I am worthy enough to go touch a $10,000 purse. Of course, they all came with white gloves to us to help us immediately. Like, oh my gosh, three ladies who want to just grab all the handbags. But the moment was perfect. And so my journal, when you go through the 10 days, there's a lot of self-discovery happening here. Not necessarily this action that we did today. This is part of my second phase that I've been enjoying as when I got sick and to get better. This is the tools. And so I'm going to be continue publishing, and these are the things that I'll put out there next.
Well, I
So.
want to encourage you, keep self-publishing. Self-publishing is the only way to go. I learned that lesson the hard way. I just got my rights back for my first book back from the publisher. That was the biggest mistake. Self-publishing is the only way to go. And you're getting really good at that. You're getting
Thank
really
you.
good at
It's
that. Have you ever
fun.
thought about going to workplace meetings, workshops, leading sessions on what you just took us through in a very, because you're really good at speaking and leading that type of discussion. Are you doing that or are you open to do that?
I'm very open to do it. It's in my goals. I say thank you every day for the those speaking moments, the interaction, the connection, and touching those that actually need to work through, like the workplace. Everybody, I believe COVID kind of amped up our anxiety and our stress, and to take care of that and to help others and provide tools and resources, life coaches that are out there. I think it's just so fun to have a tool. And I love that it's short. This is a nice short book that's not going to be an overwhelming process to just do some self-discovery on. That's my style. And so I'm
Yeah,
going
hand me a textbook and
to.
I'll freak out. Oh,
Yeah.
no. I'm one of those people that when I open up a chapter in a book, I always go to the last page to see how long is it going to take me to get through this chapter. Shorter, the better. Good, powerful, boom. Let me have it. But don't drag this out all day long. I mean, so I like that. That approach keeps me from stressing out. Yeah.
Absolutely. And
Fantastic.
so we talked about activity, and anybody who just doesn't even know about how to disconnect, you want to disengage what's going on here or what's going on in your heart. You want to disengage from those moments because sometimes it's a false reality. That was also my circumstance. But you can't make it go away, right? So you have to distract the mind and you have to disengage. And so there are all different kinds of ways to disengage. And so that's what this book has so many different things, from coloring to the puzzles to the physical activity with the yoga. That's why this book has, I didn't want to overwhelm somebody with so many different things, but that's the reason why. I wanted to
Yeah.
offer a tool to somebody to say, oh, I could do a puzzle, or I could color a page, or I can try this weird yoga pose or something, and see where that takes me. Anything that offers. And so yes, I would love to be a part of that community and offer that to people, and that is on my goal list.
That's great. You know, I really think you can trick your brain to go to different places. And I think that short walk, you know, there's that when you go outside and do that. Sight, sound,
Yes.
smell, taste, touch, it automatically forces your brain to think about, you know, hey, I've had a stressful day, but I have to pick up this leaf and touch it and try to describe in my mind what that feels like. It somehow gets your brain to focus on that because it doesn't have a choice. And then
Exactly.
when you're done with that, but personally, going to a nursing home and just walking up and just visiting somebody does that for me. If I'm having the worst day in my life, go to a nursing home and just walk around and visit somebody that you haven't seen in a while. And it will totally trick your brain into, hey, wait, life's not that bad.
Yes.
I'm still upright and I got to drive here. And
Yes.
that's good. Any other thoughts on journaling before we wrap this up, Kelly? Because I appreciate you and your wisdom. I can talk to you all night long. But
I think we covered, I like what we covered tonight because I want to keep it simple. I don't want to make it where somebody is struggling. I don't know how to start. And that's where I wanted to talk about the different types. Doodle, start a doodle, start a list, start an activity, start a tracker, start saying the feelings. Don't even feel bad about
every
saying
line you just said began with start. You got
start.
to start. Oh,
Yes.
I've always wanted to do that. Oh, I meant to do that. Go over here to Ross and $3.99, $4.99, or what most of these are. This one's $4.99. It looks really nice. It's really
Stunning.
fancy and it doesn't cost hardly anything. Go get one. But better yet, get on Amazon tonight and buy some of yours and let you help them start this process. That's what I applaud you about. Because you're getting people starting to take a journey they've never been on before.
Thank you. Thank you. So on Amazon, it's under my pen name. I use my maiden name, Kelly Rooney, Rooney. So if you search me, I have an author page. All the books are going to be listed there. And so they're, again, a great tool. So I'm excited to help anybody.
Kelly, Kelley Rooney, Rooney, will get you that. Just type in that name under Amazon Books and you're going to get all of her books available. Are they available on Kindle or hard copy or both, or how are they available?
Just paperback. So, with
Paperback.
yep, just paperback. I had
Which
with the
makes sense
cost.
because you want the hard copy to be able to write it.
Yes, yep. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Kelly, thank you so much for your patience tonight. Sorry about the power outage at the radio station, but hey, we came back on and we did a full show with you, and thank you for sharing your wisdom. I
Thank you
appreciate it.
for Oh no, thank you for having me. This was fun.
Anytime you want to come back, you're welcome to.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Like we do each and every show, I always like to just let everybody know, give it a shot, give it a start. And I highly recommend you get every one of these books. And if you have a child, I highly recommend that, especially 12, 13, 14, buy each of these for them and give them a tool that they're going to be used to be able to use the rest of their life. And no matter what you're facing tomorrow, no matter what you have to face when you walk into the office tomorrow, there's always hope, guys. There's always, always hope. Never give up on that. Never. Thank you for joining us. Next week, hopefully, we'll have a show that was without a power failure at the radio station, but we will be back with a live edition of Breaking the Silence. God bless. Have an awesome, awesome week. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence. We'll be right back.